Hello, lovelies. So, this audio is gonna be a little weird because I'm in my bedroom and not in my office where I usually record. And I'm also on my phone, not my recording setup. So, it may sound a little weird, but this is the thank you so much for being amazing and for there being 500 of you FAQ audio. And to have a little bit of fun, I'm going to answer all of your questions, which I have not looked at yet. I'm going to answer all of them while I am using a vibrator. Now, I will say, some of you may know that I come really, really easily. So, I'm going to have the vibrator on low. And I'm going to try not to come for the entirety of this audio. Maybe at the very end. There are 56 questions, and I'm quite talkative, so I don't know how long this will be. I'll try to keep it short. And before we get started, again, just thank you. I appreciate you all. You're all so amazing. And, oh god, my phone freaked out and didn't want to let me get out of the recording app. Anyway, I love you all. Let's get started. So there's 56 questions. And I'm going to start the vibrator. Oh, I think we could turn it up a little bit. Here we go. I'm on my Hitachi and I've got one of those little dials where you can turn up the speed, you know? Anyway, question number one. Ooh, it's a doozy. Oh no, don't turn off. What the hell? I swear, this phone. This is just cheating. Okay. How does it make you feel knowing your voice has made so many guys come so many times? Amazing. That's the reason I do it. I love that you guys have come without me having to lift a finger, hardly, you know? I love helping you guys, and it's such an ego boost for me in a selfish way, you know? It's really fun, and I love that you guys enjoy it, and I love being able to make good content for you. So, to answer the question, I love it. Question number two. What type of weather makes you happy? You know, I like a lot of different types of weather. Right now, we've been having tons of rain where I'm from. So, I would say a sun shower when it's nice and sunny, but there's still that little bit of a drizzle. I think that's lovely. I think that's absolutely beautiful. And that you get that fresh rain smell, but it's not all dark and gloomy. So, that's what I want. Question number three. Would you ever fuck a fan? Oh my goodness, that's... So, if I was single, which I am not, if I was single, I would not hold it against someone if they're a fan of mine, if that makes sense. I don't know if I'd fuck them just to fuck them, you know, like, oh, it's a fan. But I definitely wouldn't hold it against them and wouldn't, like, refuse to, if that makes sense. I would be, so yes, I would fuck a fan. I would do that. Question number four. Have you ever had sex or given slash gotten sexual favors with other people in the room without them knowing? Yes. Yes, I have. Multiple times. I love it. I love it a lot. I've both given and gotten. So, question number five. Facials or cum on your tits? Facials. I love facials a lot. Cum on my tits is very nice too, but I prefer facials. Six. Do you sometimes wear heels during sexy times? I have a feeling I know who asked this one. It's not obvious at all. I'm gonna turn up this vibrator a little because I am like, okay, there we go. I feel, maybe I'm getting too cocky, but I just feel like it's not enough. Anyway, I just took my glasses off, sorry. Do you sometimes wear heels during sexy times? So, during normal sex, that feels good. During normal sex, no, I do not. Unless it's like something where like we're in public or like it's I'm already wearing it or just taking off, but I don't explicitly wear heels just to have sex. Except when when a friend was teaching me, introducing me to BDSM, I had an outfit that I had to wear every time we started our sessions, which was just his fancy way of saying that I needed to be naked and only wearing heels. And so, and it was a certain pair of heels. They're still a favorite pair of mine, but they were these 4.5-inch pumps. They were 4.5 inches tall, and they were maroon, like a maroon suede peep toe with a little bow on the side, kind of like this velveteen suede bow thing. They're really, really cute. I love them. And I would wear those. That was my outfit. So, yes. Okay, question number seven. If Johnny has 5 daughters and each daughter has a brother, how many boys does Johnny have? 1, right? Because there's 5 sisters and they each have a brother. And you can share a brother. So, like, all 5 sisters would share that 1 brother. So, they only have 1. 5 sisters share 1 brother. Yeah. God, that sounds like an audio. Who's going to write that one for me, right? Who's writing that script? Oh, Lord. Question number 8. When did you start masturbating? At the beginning of this audio. Hey. No, when did I start masturbating? Probably 12 or 13? No, maybe 11 or 12. Early middle school, I would think, is when. What is your dream vacation? I want to go... Oh, wait, that's question 9. Sorry, I forgot to say. I want to go to Hobbiton in New Zealand. Really bad. That's where I want to go. So that would be my favorite, my dream vacation. Or maybe Hawaii. I really, really want to go to Hawaii. I've never been. That's like blasphemy. Question number 10. Am I a good boy? Honey, you are the best boy. Yes, you are a good boy. Question number 11. How big are your tits? I had a feeling this question would come up. My boobs have gotten smaller in like the past 2 months or so, but I am a 38 triple D. So, I used to be a 42 I cup. Because it's on that. Never mind. Can't think straight. Okay. Next question. Number 12. Do you like having a guy come on you? If so, what place do you like the most? I love come everywhere. Everywhere. I like, if it was on me and not in me, where do I like it most? Facial is the obvious answer because I just said that already. But besides facial, I like on my ass cheeks. I like kind of my back and ass being covered from when I'm getting fucked from behind. So I like that too. What? Number 13. What is my favorite typical porno fantasy? What is my favorite porno type fantasy? Gangbang. That is my favorite typical porno fantasy. What is your favorite book and why? Oh, this is like a three-parter. Oh, okay. What is your favorite book and why? I'll answer them one at a time. I guess these all count as question 14. Anyway, what is your favorite book and why? My favorite book will forever be the Harry Potter series because I read it as a kid. Because I am a millennial. I started reading it when I was 7. No, 8. One of the two. And, it kept going until, like, the whole franchise was a huge part of my life until I was, like, 19, I think, or 18, I don't know, somewhere around there. So, that will forever be my favorite book, but besides that, oh, God, sorry, it's really starting to get intense. Besides that, if I had to pick, like, not a childhood nostalgia book, I would say something by Stephen King, his short stories. I love Stephen King's short stories. Nightmares and Dreamscapes was a really good, like, book of short stories of his. I don't know. We'll say that. Oh, wait, shit, no, not that next question. He had, like, three others. What is my favorite kind of bread? I don't eat bread. I don't eat carbs. Let's see. Like a really grainy, nutty, delicious bread. I liked really, like, lots of grains and lots of seeds and stuff in it. Now I make, like, this mozzarella bread. It's really good. So, but I never even make that because I'm lazy. Do you prefer a long dick or a thick dick? Thick dick. Hands down, I love girth. I love a big fat cock stretching me. So, thick. Hands down, by far. Nothing wrong with the long dick. That's good too. It's just that's my preference. Number 15. How hard is it to make fake kissing sounds during recordings? That's the hardest sound for me to make. Personally, I feel like every time I do it, I don't do it well. I'm really self-conscious about the kissing sounds I make. I hope that's not why it's being called out right now, because, like, I hope they don't sound horrible, but, like, like that? Like, does that sound good? I don't know. I'm just, like, making out with, like, that fat part of your palm. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like, of your thumb? Yeah, anyway. That's how I do it. So it's hard for me. Question 16. God, I'm only at 16. Oh my God, this is gonna be like an hour long audio. Oh God. Sorry. What is a type of guy you would not want to have sex with? Ooh, I like that question. Okay. I'm gonna be cop out. I understand that this is probably a cop out answer, But for me, it is very much dependent on personality. I would not want to fuck someone that I did not get along with, or that I didn't find funny, or that didn't just appeal to myself, if that makes sense. If you're trying to ask me something more, not cop-out answer, if you want a non cop-out answer like that, even though that one is my answer for sure, because that's the most important thing to me, but if you're thinking of like a physicality thing or something like that, okay, this is going to be really egotistical. I would not want to fuck somebody who is prettier than I am. Because I wouldn't want to think about that during sex. Like, oh my god, I'm not up to standard or something. God, I don't have any confidence issues really, but like that just... I would not want to fuck a model. There we go. It's an odd question, odd answer for me, but yeah. I would not want that. Question 17. Have you ever thought about fucking a guy in a wheelchair? I mean, I haven't, like, it's not a kink of mine. Like, it's not something I focus on and I'm like, that would be amazing. But I'm not opposed to it. I'm sure it has a lot of bonuses. I don't have any issue with it. It's just like having like couch sex or something, which is one of my favorites. So yeah, I'd do it. Fuck. My phone keeps like locking the screen because I'm not touching it. Okay. Question number 18. What about mommy dom little boy turns you on the most? I love the sweetness of it. I like the naughtiness of it. I typically don't go for the actual incest. Incest isn't really a kink of mine, but sorry, I'm so distracted. God, I'm surprised I've gone this long. What was I saying? I totally lost my train of thought. What about mommy dom turns you on most? I like the sweetness. Kind of. It's just kind of how it is. I like pampering, and I like making you feel safe and loved, and I want you to feel like you are the most perfect boy in the entire world, and nothing is gonna stop that. And no one loves you more than your mommy, you know? I think that's a fun way to play. It's a fun dynamic. Question number 19. Congrats on 500. Thank you, my love. That's so sweet of you. What's your favorite audio that you've ever done? My favorite audio... My favorite audio would be my cock worship audio. I don't remember what it's called. It's the one that I did for National, like, Cum Appreciation Day or something like that. Because that is, like, that was me. That was my heart. It was, like, an improv. That was something that I was thinking of. Something that I appreciated. Something that, like, if you want to know my kinks, like... That audio right there, that is me talking to you, you know? I like that audio a lot. That one, that recording really, really exemplifies me, I feel. What's your bra size? Okay. Question 20. That's another one. 38DDD. My favorite movie. My favorite movie of all time is Shawshank Redemption. I love Stephen King. Besides Shawshank, Catch Me If You Can, Dead Poets Society. I know there are more. I can't think of them. I like older audio movies, obviously. Okay, next question. Oh god, did I just skip one? No, I didn't. Okay. Question 22. What are your kinkiest fantasies? Go into detail, please. So I don't want to go into detail on my biggest fantasy because I'm going to make an audio about that. Okay, I'm turning this up because I don't feel... Oh, that's a little high. Okay, there we go. I'm not going to go into my kinkiest fantasy because that... Or like my favorite one because that's going to be an audio and I want to keep it a surprise for you guys because I think I'm kind of throwing people off with what I like since I do such a variety of audios, you know? So, I'm going to keep that a surprise for now. But, I really like rough sex. Consensual rough sex. And consensual non-consent. And things like that. I really, really enjoy that. So, I love the idea of just being tossed around during sex. And, yeah. yeah, that'd be very fun. Question 23. If you could fuck a woman or a man in the ass, which would you choose and why? Which would I choose? I would fuck a guy in the ass, for sure. Pegging is a little fun. So I would choose to fuck a guy because I'd rather fuck a chick's pussy, to be quite honest. Question 24 of 56. Cheese. Yes, I guess. Yes. Cheese? Yes. Sure. Question 25. 500 to 1 challenge win. 500 to 1 challenge, never. Never, ever. Although I'm handling this pretty well. I'm surprised. I think my brain is occupied, so not. Plus, I have it on a lowish setting. I don't know. I'm surprised I'm handling this so well. Question 26. Favorite audio that you've done? I already answered that. What did I answer? Answered cock worship, the audio. So, my second favorite audio would probably be... See, these are all throwbacks, but probably my second one would be the Overwatch audio. Fuck, it was like my first... It was the first audio I ever wrote. It's the first audio I ever... script like I wrote myself. It was teasing you while you play Overwatch, I think was the name of it. I loved that script. I got to do memes in it and I loved it. I loved it a lot. So that's my second favorite script. Question 27. I'm misreading it. Wildest thing you've done to get laid. So like to convince someone to get laid? Like to do it. God, what have I done to get laid? I've manhandled a lot to like force getting laid. Always surprises people. What have I done? I can't think. What is going buzzing on my clit? Okay. Oh, this feels really good. I just want to take a break just to play with myself. Well, this thing I've ever done to get laid. I can't think of anything. The only thing I can think of isn't that wild. Ooh! No, wait, No, we didn't fuck then. God, I'm getting really close. Fuck, okay. I can't concentrate. What am I thinking? What else do I think I've done to get laid? Fuck it, I don't know. I don't know. I've walked All I can think of right now is I've gone, like, I've just taken all my clothes off and while doing dishes and done the dishes naked, just wearing this little frilly apron that I had, and so that I could suck him off while doing dishes, I think. That's the stupidest thing. I'm sorry. I gotta go to the next question. Okay. Question 28. Fuck. What, in your opinion, is the best way for a virgin to go about losing their virginity, both male and female? Okay. I am a very bad answer for that. I am a very bad answer for that, and I will tell you why. Because when I lost my virginity, I did not want to make a big deal out of it at all. I did not want him to know that I was a virgin. I wanted, because the way I think about it is I didn't want it to be special. I wanted it to be like normal sex. I wanted to know what normal sex was like. So I did not tell him I was a virgin. I didn't lie. I just didn't tell him I wasn't. And we had a lot of sex that night, like 5 times, and it was good. So in my opinion, like, just treat it. Don't stress about it being special and being something otherworldly and amazing and it's going to be so great. Just treat it like you're opening the door to something new, and you're going to find out things that you enjoy, and you're opening this door. I'm starting not to make sense. Just don't stress, I guess. Just be chill. I don't know. Relax. Do it with someone that makes you feel good about yourself, and just don't worry. Everyone's been a virgin. Everyone's had to lose it. So, you know, whatever. Advice from Aunt Lupin is what I just feel like I did. Okay, anyway. Question 29. Which taboo in your GWA post is your current fave? I really enjoy recording rape audio, because I enjoy the intensity and the way it makes you feel, where you aren't sure how you feel about it. I like that complexity. It maybe isn't the one that turns me on the most, but I really, really, really enjoy just rape audios. I don't know. But I also enjoy the sweetness. I like having a healthy balance of the two. I like what you can do. I like the emotions you can convey, and I don't know. I like the complexity of it. Number 30. Do you ever suck on your own tits during masturbation? I'm a very boring masturbator, to be quite honest. So no, I don't. Have I ever sucked on my own tits? Yes. I don't really like to do it. It doesn't feel amazing to me. So it's not something I really do unless I'm like trying to show off or trying to like, you know, make them horny or something. But when I'm masturbating, I usually just like chill and get off. I don't know. I'm very boring masturbator. What is your burning? Oh, I keep reading like my anyway. Question 31. Which of your audios are your favorite for any reason? Okay, so that's number 3. My third favorite audio. Fuck, what audios have I done? I don't even remember. My third favorite audio. Would be maybe the one where I'm teasing you in public, like you should not be listening to this. That was the first one I did. I think that was the first one I did after I came back, like after I'd been gone a while. And public play is something I'm very into. I mean, like teasing people when they can't do anything about it. It's something I'm very personally into, so I like that power trip of knowing that you're getting someone hot and bothered and horny and they can't do anything, and it's so good, because then when they can do something, they just fucking attack you, and I love it. So yeah, maybe that audio. I think that would be my third favorite. Question 32. Are you... Oh my fucking god. Are you going to use the gold brick that Staddy gave you? Wow. That is... that is a... someone who knows me off of Reddit question. I use the gold brick daily. Staddy's gold brick gives me life. Okay. Question 33. Jesus. I was not expecting that. Question 33. Would you ever do a recording with another female GWA artist, either in person or via Skype, Discord, etc.? Yes. I'm actually in the works with a wonderful woman who does, who does GWA, and we're trying to get together to do a really amazing audio. However, my schedule is pretty busy, and her schedule is pretty busy, and my time zone and her time zone aren't exactly perfect, so it's been a little difficult, and I don't know when we will get to record, but definitely, yes, I'm interested in it, although I am very hesitant, because the first audio, and you guys will never hear this, but the first audio I ever did was a collaboration with someone over two years ago, and that's how I got into GWA, was they asked me to join so that I could do a collaboration with them, and I did it. And it was horrible. It was on her account. It was horrible. And I will never tell any of you what it was. But it was really bad. It was so bad. So I'm kind of scared. I'm scared. But I think I can improve upon the experience. So. Question 34. How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if woodchuck could chuck wood? My answer. A woodchuck would chuck all the wood he could chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood. Fuck yeah. Suck it. There you go. Oh, I got through that. I'm so proud. I knew that question was going to come up. I knew it. I knew one of you was going to try to throw me off and make me sound stupid. But I did it. I did it. I'm so proud. Question 35. What does it feel like knowing you're not allowed to come, but all those cocks get to use your voice however they want? You're just powerless. Ooh, topical. It feels good. I love the fact that you guys could be getting off right now. That I'm trying to hold out, that I'm getting distracted and sounding like a complete fucking bimbo idiot probably half the time, and you guys can do whatever the fuck you want. It's wonderful. I like it. Question 36. Favorite lingerie? I buy a lot of bras. So oh god, I have this bra, and it comes with, it's, oh gosh, what is it? It's kind of a black, see, it's a maroon and black lace bra, and it's see-through, kind of like a meshy stuff, and it's got these straps that like crisscross in front of my tits, and then it has this detachable harness that goes, it wraps around my neck. It slides between my tits, and then it wraps around my waist as well, and it looks really hot when I wear it, and I like that. Question 37, what is your bra size? I am a 38 triple D. Question 38, Marvel or DC?
Marvel. 100%
Marvel.
I'm not into the DC universe. I'm sorry. I'm not. Fight me. I'm sorry. Okay, 39. Will you ever post nudes?
No, most likely not. I do like taking some pictures so that you guys, you know, get some teasing and get some fun, but above all else, I want my subreddit to be about my audio. And I think if I post too many pictures and I focus too much on that, that's not really a place I want to take it, if that makes sense. I think that's not a place I want to take it. So that's also why I kind of delete pictures after they've been on the sub for a little while. I'll leave them up for a few days and let people see them, but I don't know. I like the mystery of audio. I like having that kind of... Sorry, I'm distracted. I like having that bit of mystery and imagination. I want you all to use your imagination and think. I like that. So, anyway. Will I ever post nudes? Probably not. Question 40. Are condoms the worst? I have never used a condom before. True story. So, I don't know. Yeah, I can't imagine ever using a condom. So, condoms are the worst. Question 41. Do you bare back on the first date? Ever? Well, I think I just answered that. I bare back all the time. But I don't have a very, I'm also very, I don't fuck everybody. Let's just leave it at that. So, question 42. Oh, God. Oh, God. Sorry. How old were you when you had your first sexual experience? Hand job, blow job, sex, or really anything ending in a male or female ejaculation? Oh God. When I was 18, I think. 19? 18, 19, one of those two? Is when I gave my first blowjob. I was a late bloomer. What? Question 43. Weirdest song you fucked to? Oh, God. I don't really listen to music when I'm having sex. Oh, Lord. Which would have made, like, middle school Lupin very confused because I always heard music. I always had certain songs that I was like, oh, I'm gonna fuck to this. Oh, there was this Iron and Wine song I was positive I was gonna fuck to. And, like, listening back on it, I'm like, why did I think... Like, I vividly remember, like, air humping to it. God, I'll have to think of what song it was. Was it Resurrection Fern? I don't know. It was some Iron and Wine song, though. Da, da, da. I don't know. Something with the beat. I can't remember it. But the beat made me really, like, imagine sex. Anyway, I never fucked to that song, so I don't know why I keep talking about it. I can't think of a song that I fucked to. But I lost my virginity watching Harry Potter. The first movie. So that's kind of like weird. I don't know. It's like Hedwig's theme. I was playing and then we had sex like 5 times that night. And we stayed up all night having sex. And like we had sex a bunch of times and each time we had sex was during a different Harry Potter movie. So that's kind of weird. I don't know. It's odd to think about. I've had sex during every single Harry Potter movie because then of course we kept having sex to them because we're like, well, we've done that 5, you know, 5 out of 8. So might as well do them. Anyway, that's it. Okay, question 44. God, my vagina is like so
fucking sore right now from this. Like, oh, fuck, my pussy's sore. God damn it, my f***ing just shut off again. Oh, oh, God, I'm a fucking mess. Okay, what? Number 44. Cream pie or coming outside? Cream pie. Yeah, cream pie. I love being cold to come. So, yeah, cream pie. Okay, question 45. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Question 45. If 1 plus... Oh, no, this is gonna be... Okay. Oh, God. Perfect time for me to be all confused. If 1 plus 1 equals window... What? And 2 plus 2 equals fish... What the fuck? Then what... is 3 plus 3. Okay, what? 1 plus 1 equals window. So, like, 1 and you flip the other one on the side and make a plus sign. Like, and that kind of looks like the middle of a window pane, I think. And then 2 plus 2 equals fish. If you flip one of the twos, like, reverse it and put them together, it would look like a fish, right? Then what's 3 plus 3? Okay, so I'm guessing you'd reverse the threes and put them together like you would the two. So 3 plus 3 would look like either, like, an 8, or, like, a butterfly, or, like, tits. Two circles next to each other, kinda. Yeah, I'm going with tits. God, I have no idea. It's probably not, I probably just took the complete wrong train of thought, and, like, that's completely not what you guys are talking about. Oh. God, okay. God, I have no idea if that was the right answer at all. Okay. I just dropped my phone. Do you have... Oh, question 46. There we go. Do you have a sexual bucket list? And if yes... Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Okay. Focus. Do you have a sexual bucket list? And if yes, how many have you checked off? No, I don't have a sexual bucket list per se. I have things I'd like to try, but I don't have, like, them written out or anything. Because I think that just leads to... Oh, God. I think that just leads to inevitable disappointment. Like, if you don't cross them all off, you feel like you failed, and I don't think that's a good way to look at sex. I think sex should be organic and natural, and oh God, you should try to go for things that you like and things you enjoy, but, like, if your partner doesn't enjoy them or something, then obviously there's gonna be a difference, and God, okay, I don't know. God, I almost, I don't know. No, I do not have a sexual bucket list. Oh, fuck, my phone went. Muted again. Question 47. Oh, God. I'm getting distracted. Question 47. You've made some pretty extreme audios. Are there any limits to the sort of audios you do? Were there any limits in the past that you've blown through? I like this question a lot. Thank you for asking it. Whoever asked it. Yes, I definitely have limits. And yes, I have done things that I would say are... that I would typically think that I wouldn't do. There are some things I will never do. I guess... never say never, but... yeah, there are some things that I will never do, like race play... is not something I'm interested in. Like degradation on things like that. Things where you're being like too humiliating or like degrading someone based on things they can't help. God, like degradation is okay if you're like, oh, you're a little cum slut, you're only good for cum. But if you're making fun of how somebody looks or making fun of how somebody, like, something they can't change or valuing them on something, like, racer. God, looks, or I don't know. God, it's just, I'm not okay with that. I'm not okay with that. Personally, if you are into that, that's totally cool. But just for me, I'm not going to be able to do that myself. God, I'm so fucking distracted with this question. I'm trying to be, like, smart and not a dumbass. Because I want to make sure with a question like this that I'm being elegant. Eloquent. Elegant. Anyway. So yeah, like race play, scat, obviously, God, I don't know, there's lots of things that I won't do. A big thing for me is tone. So like the tone of an audio, how it's written, does a lot for me. How into the, it is, like I typically would say I don't do incest audio, but there is some incest things that I will do, so, you know, it depends. Age play, like, very young age, or even, like, sub-18 is not something, it's really me, really, so, yeah, but anyway. Okay, gosh darn it, I keep shutting my phone off. That's frustrating. Okay, God. Question 48. What is the most... What is the most embarrassing / funny thing you've ever come to? Porn or thought or whatever. Much love, smiley face. God, what is the most embarrassing thing I've come to? God, my fucking clit is raw. I would say almost, okay, no, I've got something embarrassing, so, this is really embarrassing for me personally. I have come to my own audios before, which is, like, so fucking narcissistic sounding, but, I like the scripts, and I find them hot, and so I'll listen back to them. And I've come to that before. That's not something I do, like, all the time or anything. But, yeah, I've done that. That's pretty embarrassing to me. That makes me seem like a total narcissist. Okay, question number 49. What's my favorite smell? Oh, maybe some amortentia or something? Let's see. What is my favorite smell? God, there's this certain cologne. Is it Blue by Dolce & Gabbana? It's probably not it. I don't think that's it. I don't know. There's this one cologne that's just fucking amazing, and it's like $180, so I don't buy it for my significant other, really, because he doesn't give a shit. But I love it so much, so. Oh, we have an empty bottle of it at our house, and I just will smell it sometimes because it's so good. But besides that, like, grass after rain or campfire smoke sometimes. Rivers, the smell of a river when you're, like, yeah, I don't know, outdoorsy stuff. It's good, good. That's good. Question 50. Do you take commissions? Yes, I do. I haven't really opened it up publicly yet. I'll make a post sometime on my sub about commissions. But yes, I do take commissions. Question 51, bra size, 38DDD. I think everyone knows that now. Question 52. Who was the 31st president? Oh, fuck you, whoever wrote this. Fuck you. I have no fucking clue. 31st president. That's what, 10 presidents ago, I think? We're at like 43 or something. Jesus. 10 presidents ago or so. God, I can't think of any fucking... Jimmy Carter? I don't know. Hoover? I don't know. I have no idea. I have no idea who the 31st president was. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. This sucks. This sucks. Fuck, we're almost done. Do you have a wish list? No, I don't. Thank you. That's sweet of you to be interested, but no, I don't have a wish list. 54. What is your favorite song? I don't really listen to music that much. I know that's weird. But I don't really listen to too much music. I listen to a lot of country music in the summer because that's, like, my childhood. Like, I listen to country folk music in the summer. And I like driving fast, listening to fun, poppy country music because I'm a child. And, I don't know. God, I don't know. My favorite song, I can think of. I don't know. I can't think of one. Something country, probably. I love Garth Brooks a lot. Fuck. Or Tim McGraw. Or, like the oldies that I love a lot. And now all I can think of is Iron and Wine, because I was talking about them earlier. But I love Iron and Wine, too. You know what? No, it's a Nickel Creek song. Not Nickelback. Nickel Creek. It's this old folk. Not old, but it's this folk band. Nickel Creek. Reasons Why, maybe? When You Come Back Down, one of those. Okay, 55. We're almost there. As you'll be answering these while trying not to come, how badly do you want to come right now? You know, I think this is past, like, the time where I want to come, and it's just, like, hurting. Like, I want to, like, not come, but I want to come, and it's just, I'm in pain, and, like, I hate myself is really where we're at right now. So, to answer your question, I want to come really fucking mad, but I also hate anything to do with sex at the moment. It's horrible, and I just hate everything in my life. I don't want to ever do it again. I pout a lot. I'm sorry. Okay, question 56. Good old 56. What are your top three kinks? Ooh, number one is cock worship, and God, I can only think of cock worship. Number one is definitely cock worship. Number two, does teasing count as a kink? I don't know. Let's see, it does. Number two is teasing. I fucking love teasing. Number three, breeding. I love being bred a lot. Turns me on a lot, and it's great. And that was 56 questions with you guys. Should I come? Oh, I don't know. It's been 53 minutes. Should I come? No, I'm not going to. I'm gonna be good, and I'm not gonna come. Oh, God. Well, thank you guys for 500 subscribers. I really appreciate it. And here's to many more. And I should be uploading this and another audio. Like an actual GWA audio tomorrow, I think. I don't know. I'll upload this tonight if I can stay up. And then I'll upload the actual one tomorrow. Oh, God, now I'm just tired. And my pussy is so fucking sore. I'm gonna regret this so bad tomorrow. God, I'm not gonna be able to, like, fuck for a week. My poor little pussy. Okay, my loves.
Thank you. And thank you for listening. And comment and let me know which one of those was your question.
Especially whoever did the fucking 31st president. I'm still upset about that one because I don't fucking know. I'm going to Google after this and find out who the 31st president is because I just don't fucking know. Goodbye, my loves.